आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सह नौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायनं। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर सीइंग द साइंस ऑफ ए रियलाइज्ड सीयर in verse number 426 we find that the chinha, the sign of jivan mukta or sthita pragya is given. Brahma kara tada sada sthita taya, his mind is always absorbed in brahman. Brahma kara taya nirmukta bahyadi, and free from the reality to the sense object. Sense objects are there, but he is not giving reality to them. Nirmukta vayadi anya avetit bhogya bhoga kalna nidraluvat valvat. Whatever food comes brought by others, he takes them like a sleepy person, nidraluvat or valvat, or like a child. Svapna lokit lokavat jagat idam pasyan kvachit labdadi. Pasyan kvachit, such very rare person, that very rare person, how he sees this world? He sees this world as a swapna lok, as a dream world. Kaschid ananta punya phala bhuk dhanya sa manyo bhavi, and such person is dhanya, is blessed. He is getting this state of mind because of his ananta koti punya. Ananta koti punya, he is getting this, and he is respected everywhere. In verse number 427, it is said, Sthita Pragya, having merged himself in Brahman, enjoys sadananda. Sadananda. Abhivekji, can you show me the gallery? Enjoy sadananda, everlasting bliss. That bliss never reduces or increases. It is one and same in the past, present and future. Sadanand, Nirvikar. Nirvikar, even if he is awake to the world, he is not affected by the sukh dukh of the world. He never goes up and down. Nirvikar, no vikar, no modification in the mind. And Viniskriya, Viniskriya means, although he is very dynamic, very active, but no selfish action. No selfish action. Therefore, Viniskriya. And the definition of Sthita Pragya is given in verse number 428. Sthita Pragya sa uchyate, he that Sthita Pragya, who Brahmatmano sodhitya ek bhava avagahini. He has analyzed identity between Brahman and Atman. Brahman. We all have done this. So one qualification we have got. Atman and Brahman we have analyzed. And we know identity also. Without upadhi, we are one and same. He has only chin matra vritti. He has only a chin matra vritti. A vritti has got two factors, subject and object. But in his vritti, in a jivan mukta vritti, in his thought, the object is consciousness. Object is consciousness, illuminated by consciousness. Therefore, only consciousness is there. Chin matra vritti. And we all have got Vishaya Matra Vritti. That is the difference. Chinna Matra Vritti, Vishaya Matra Vritti. And Nirvikalpa, there is no duality. Because the object of Vritti is consciousness and the illuminator is consciousness, there is only one. Consciousness alone is there. No duality there. And Sushita, Sushita is well established in that. That means his mind is fully merged in Brahman. Fully merged in Brahman. Then in 429, it is said, he is considered as Jivan Mukta, whose wisdom is steady. He is clearly rooted in that knowledge, I am Brahman. Continuously understand that I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Remembering Brahman is abiding in Brahman. Always remember. Remembering Brahman is abiding in Brahman. And he is Ananda Nirantar, always cheerful. Yes, prapancha bismrit praya. He is not interested in prapancha. Not interested in prapancha. Bismrit, forgotten. Not giving any importance to the world. And agyani. Agyani gives importance to the world. Then in verse number 430, we have already seen, he has considered Jivan Mukta, who has merged himself in Brahman, but still alert. Bit still alert. You see, there are two stages of Jivan Mukta also. One, he is in the state of Samadhi, Samadhi Avastha, and another is Vyutthan Avastha, Vishesh Uttan Avastha, when he is in the waking state. So how is his waking state? He is working, but how? Without identification with BMI. Jnani is working in this world. But without identification with body, mind, and intellect. A jnani works in this world with identification, body, mind, and intellect. And as a jnani is perceiving all sense objects, sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, similarly, jnani is also perceiving sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. A jnani has got rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. Jnani has got no likes and dislikes. A jnani is swayed by rag and dvesh, by likes and dislikes. But jnani is not, never comes under the sway of likes and dislikes. And his knowledge is pure. He is acting but creating no vasana. He is acting but creating no vasana because all his karma are niskam karma. There is no selfish action. Therefore, no vasanas are created. In all these verses, you will find is the description of the mind of Jivan Mukta or Sthita Pragya. In chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita also, all the 18 verses are the state of mind of Jivan Mukta. There is no outside sense. This is all related to his mind. In 431, we saw he has a body with parts. But still, he is without parts. Still without parts means what? Because he is established in Brahman and Brahman is without parts. Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body and causal body. Therefore, this Jivan Mukta or Sthita Pragya. जीवन मुक्त स्थित प्रज्ञ इज वन एंड सेम. दिस जीवन मुक्त अर्थ स्थित प्रज्ञ इज स्टैब्लिश इन ब्रह्मन, देयरफॉर ही इज निष्कल विदाउट एनी पार्ट्स एंड हिज माइंड इज फ्री ऑफ ऑल एंग्जाइटीज. वी शुड ऑल ट्राई टू गेट दिस स्टेट ऑफ माइंड, जीवन मुक्त स्टेट ऑफ माइंड. ए क्वेश्चन में आ रहा है, इज देयर एनीथिंग आफ्टर दैट? तो कठोपनिषद से सा काष्ठा सा पराम गतिम, दैट इज काष्ठा, दैट इज फाइनल लिमिट, दैट इज द पराम गतिम, दैट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट गोल. आफ्टर दैट नथिंग एल्स इज टू बी डन, नथिंग एल्स. नेक्स्ट वर्स 432.
वर्तमानेपि देहेस्मिन्
वर्तमानेपि देहेस्मिन्
छायावदनुवर्तिनि अहंता ममता भावः जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणम् वर्तमानेपि देहेस्मिन् छायावदनुवर्तिनि अहंता ममता भावः जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणम्.
जीवन मुक्त से लक्षणम अहमता ममता अभाव, द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ ए जीवन मुक्त इज दैट इन हिम देर इज नो अहमता आई ममता माइनस, नो आईनेस नो माइनस. व्हेन द ईगो डिजॉल्व देन ओनली वन बिकम्स जीवन मुक्त. सो नेचुरली देर इज नो ईगो देयर, अहमता. And how is this body? Api dehesmin chayavat anuvartini vartamane. Even when the body persists, how it is? He considers it just like a shadow. We don't give any importance to our shadow. Similarly, he never gives importance to his body. So how is he looking at his body? Achha, we should try to imitate a jivan mukta. Imitate. Jhoot moot. One day it will really happen, you know. Even if you try imitating him, it will happen. You will become Jivan Mukta. So he considers his body as chayavat, like a shadow. Earlier in verse number 414, we have seen chayeva punsa paridrishyamanam. Body is visible as shadow. Body is visible as shadow. So our physical body in dream is illusory. We come to know about it when we come to the Jagrat Avastha. We say, no, that Sapna Purush was different. It was illusory. Similarly, this Jivan Mukta has also awakened from the Jagrat Avastha. He has come to the God consciousness state. Therefore, he is considering this Jagrat Avastha as Sapna Avastha, as a dream. For him, after he has awakened to the God consciousness state, this whole world is a dream, like a swapnavat only. So this body is also illusory for him. Body is also illusory. So after study of Vedant, we understand the concept, but consider others' body illusory. Oh, aapka jo sharir hai, that is illusory. But my body is real. My body is real. Oh. But Jivan Mukta considers his body as unreal, does not give too much importance to it. Unreal does not mean that he will not take care of the body. He will take care of the body for sadhana purpose. That's all. For sadhana purpose, whatever is needed, he will do it. Nothing more. Ahamta, mamta, abhava, I and mind concept is not there in the body, senses and his possessions. Like in the dream, when we come out of the dream, in the dream I was a king having 20 Rolls Royce cars. When I come out from the dream, kuch bhi nahi hai. So where is that ahamta and mamta to my 20 Rolls Royce cars? Nothing is there. Similarly, whatever possession is there in this waking state of Jivan Mukta, which is like a dream for him now. He is not giving any importance to that. Therefore, he has done tera tujhko arpan. Everything is yours. So body is unreal. How it can be connected to me? It means strong identification is not there in the body. Body is there, but not strong identification with the body is there. One devotee asked Gurudev, can I massage your feet? Gurudev said, okay, do it. But know it, this is public property. You can say this only from that state. This body is also a public property. Know it for sure. So this is sign of Jivan Mukta. Otherwise, we are bound to body. Body seems attractive to us. Therefore, ahamta mamta. I look beautiful because of my hairs. Before coming to class, I comb. Or I look fair. Or outside because of chair, I am great. Is it not so? We feel great because of our appearance, maybe our hair, or outside because of the chair. But Jivan Mukta, he considers himself, I am great in Brahman. Not because of hair, not because of my appearance or the position. I am great because I am in Brahman. Rebels always in Brahman. Hence, no association with the Atman. An object is distinguished from the others because of its properties. Understanding an object through its properties is called intellection. The sun is understood by its light and heat. Sugar is understood by its sweetness. The characteristics of the Jivan Mukta are given in the following verses. Even though a liberated man lives in his physical, mortal, finite, material body, he has no I-ness and minus. He does not consider himself to be the body, nor does he consider the objects belonging to the body as his. All objects, all relatives, everything. Everything is there, but he never owns them. Though he expresses through the body, he has no subjective or objective egocentric idea. The body just follows him like a shadow. No one can have an egocentric identification with his own shadow. Such too is the man of perfection's relationship with the body. Now, Gurudev gives a beautiful example, so I don't know whether you know it or not. While doing a Surya Namaskar, it is advised that one should look at the sun and then look at the one shadow after every Surya Namaskar. After every Surya Namaskar, one is supposed to see his own shadow. It is traditionally believed in India that by doing so, there will be no evil effect of the planets upon one. This ritual is a dramatization of a greater philosophical implication. This is the Jivan Mukta's view, that the body is like a shadow. On realizing the great light of consciousness, your relationship with the body will be the same as that with its shadow. The persecutions of your shadow have no effect upon you. The planetary organizations may affect the physical frame and its relationship with the world, but if you have awakened to the supreme reality, it has no effect on you whatsoever. Even Sare Sati of Sunny comes. Jivan Mukta is not affected. Sare Sati Sunny Dasa will affect body. And he knows this body is shadow. Therefore, he is never affected by that. Thus, the relationship of the man of perfection with his body is exactly like your relationship with your shadow. Next.
Atitananusandhanam. Atitananusandhanam. Bhavishadavicharanam. Bhavishadavicharanam. Audasinyam api prapte.
Audasinyam api prapte.
Jivan muktasalakshanam. Jivan mukta. तस्य लक्षणम् अतीतानुसन्धानम् भविष्यदविचारणम् औदासीन्यम् अपि प्राप्ते जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणम्.
Now regarding the time, what is his view regarding the past, present and future? Three period of times. Jivan mukta se lachanam. This is the indication of a jivan mukta. What? Number one, atit anusandhanam. No thoughts for the enjoyments of the past. Atit, past. Then, bhavishyat avicharanam. Bhavishyat, no thought for the future. Avicharanam. Audasinyam api prapte, and indifference even in the present. So, this is the indication of jivan mukta. In the world, we find some people always living in the past. Always living in the past. If you meet a person like me, of my age, he will tell you, you know, in India in 1950, we used to buy 1 kg. 1 kg means 2 pounds of suya for less than 1 pence. And that is a fact. It used to be even less than a pence, you can buy 2 pounds of suya. So some people, they live in the past only. Are abhi kya ho gaya? They charge you so much for the sugar. And some are always planning for the future only. Whenever you go and meet, oh, I have to do this thing. And some live in the present, but they are excited or agitated. So Vedanta says all three ways of living are wrong. Those who are in the past and future, they lose their present. Their present is lost. Suppose you are sitting and thinking about past and future. Present is gone. कुछ भी नहीं किया आपने. You didn't take the name of the Lord. You missed that. Gurudev used to say there are three tense, present tense, past tense and future tense. So these people are always tense. And Jivan Mukta is beyond tense. Whether it is past, present or future. So it does not mean that Jivan Mukta does not have a memory of the past or does not plan for the future. He thinks of the past and future also. If he has done any mistake, committed any mistake in the past, he will rectify himself. He will rectify himself. This way he remembers past. He takes lessons from the past and thus makes his present wonderful. Great master think about the future also. They are far-sighted. They have got the dur drishti. They think of future also, but not worried about the future. They will plan everything. Then after that, hoi soi Ram rachi rakha. Hoi soi Ram rachi rakha. They will plan. We go to Mahatma and show our palm, inquire what is my future. Go to Mahatma to make your future, not to know your future. अपना भविष्य बनाओ. वन हु नोज आत्मज्ञान, गो एंड गेट आत्मज्ञान. व्हाट विल यू गेट इफ इवन इफ यू कम टू नो अबाउट योर फ्यूचर. मेनी पीपल डू द डे ड्रीमिंग, यू नो. वन मिल्कमैन कैरिंग मिल्क ऑन द हेड गोइंग फ्रॉम वन विलेज टू अनदर विलेज. यू ऑल नो दिस स्टोरी. स्टार्टेड डे ड्रीमिंग, रेस्टेड अंडर अ ट्री. Started thinking, I will sell this milk, get this money. Tomorrow I will get this one so much of money. Then I will have a house, this business. And I will have servants and all that. If the servant doesn't to me, I will kick that servant and kick the milk pot. Ho gaya khatam. Future. A person was walking and at the same time the marriage procession was also going, you know. Marriage procession was going and he was also walking, and this person started imagining, suppose if I get married. Imagination. While he was imagining there was an open, you know, pothole, drainage open without the cover, he fell into that. And when he came out, then he said, I will never get married. Just by imagining about my marriage, I fell into that. I fell into that manhole. What will happen if I really get married? We all have got the taste. What happens after marriage? So Jivan Mukt thinks of the future, but his method of thinking is different. Sometimes Guruji says this thing, you know. Brahmacharis, they think immediately after 2 year Vedanta course, we will get the dress and the people will all fall on our feet. Then Guruji says, don't think. They may fall on your feet and sometimes pull your feet also. Be careful. They will pull your leg. So be careful. So in present, Jivan Mukti is balanced and alert, vigilant and act. In this way, he is dealing in the world. Therefore, he is free. Gurudev writes, a man of realization refuses to think of the future and regrets of the past. He does not worry about the future and is totally indifferent to the cares of the present. He who has experienced the higher refuses and relieves the past. Even a street dog will not eat his own disgorging. What has already been lived in the past, the Jivan Mukta does not live again, nor does he get anxious about the future. And in the present, never he is excited. Next verse.
Guna-dosa-vishishtesmin Swabhavena-vilakshane Sarvatra-samadarshitvam Jivan-mukta-salakshanam Guna-dosa-vishishtesmin Swabhavena-vilakshane Sarvatra samadarshitvam jivan muktasya lakshanam.
Sarvatra samadarshitvam. Sarvatra, everywhere. Samadarshitvam, looking with equal eyes. Asmin guna dosa visishte. Asmin means in this world. This world is how is guna dosa. Guna dosa means it riddled with the guna, with the good and bad. Swabhavena by nature, vilakshane, different from one another. Lakshanam Jivan Mukta. This is the indication of Jivan Mukta. So Gurudev writes, looking everywhere with an equal eye on this world riddled with the elements possessing guna and dosa, merits and demerits, different from one another, this is the indication of Jivan Mukta. So world consists of good and bad. Who created? Brahmaji created. For your knowledge, even Agyan was created by Brahmaji. Bhagavat it comes. And Agyan is also five types of Agyan. Avidya is of five types. Agyan and all that is given in Bhagavatam. Created by whom? Brahmaji. So guna and dosa both are created by Bhagavan. So good qualities, virtues are guna and shortcoming are impurities. In Ramayana also we get the same thing. Tulsidas says, Jada Chetan Guna Dosamay Viswakini Kartar. Kartar means the creator. Creator has created this whole world. How is this world? Jada Chetan, inert and sensuous, guna and dosa. There's good and evil, everything is there. And what the Santa does, Santa Hansa Guna Gahi Pai Parihari Bari Vikar. They will take only the good qualities, the Santa will take only the good things. And he will leave all the bad things like a hans. He will take only milk, leave the water. So nothing is good or bad here. Everything is relative. Today my friend is very good. Tomorrow he will become enemy. It is all relative. Today my toaster is very good. friend is Chetan. Now I'm giving you an example of inner. But tomorrow if it gives me shock, it becomes bad. So good and bad, both are relatives, related. So, like suppose you bought a, what you call, feather jacket for winter season. Huh? This is giving you comfort. But you wear the same feather jacket in summer. It will give you sorrow. So it is relative. So Jivan Mukt never says good or bad. Sarvatra samadarsitam. He does not label good or bad. All are created by God. Don't see good or bad. Akhandanand Maharaj used to say, Ninda ninda mat karo, sarahana padega. Ninda ninda mat. Don't always criticize. You have to praise him one day. In the summer month, you will say, you will criticize your feather jacket. But moment winter comes, you have to praise. Is it not so? Similarly, saraho saraho mat ninda karna padega. Don't always go on praising. You have to criticize one day again. So don't criticize, praise too much. Gita also says, samatva yoga uchyate. We see something good, we get attracted. When we see some fault, we hate that thing. But a jnani is always samatva darsina. So samatva darsitam means is being without rejection and acceptance. Is samadarsitam. Being without rejection or acceptance is samadarsitam. Or samadarsitam means seeing Brahman everywhere. Whether it is jad or chetan, whether it is gunmay or dosmay, you see only chetan everywhere. Only Brahman there. And in Gita, it is said about that Brahman, nirdosam hi samam Brahma. The Brahman is without blemish, the same everywhere. Brahman is one and same. Gurudev writes, on this level of consciousness, on the level of Brahman, from that platform, on the, that state of realization, everything is experienced without the mind and intellect. Always know, we have transcended mind and intellect. Then only you reach that state. We cannot experience anything unless it is in the world of plurality. Relative experiences are alone are available for the mind and intellect. Pure consciousness is that where there is no mind and intellect accompanied by their disturbances. So when the mind is not there, intellect is not there, there is no disturbance also. All the experience of the mind and intellect are an admixture of good and bad. All experience are either good or bad. Guna dosa visishta. This world is full of properties, good or and bad, merit and demerits, happiness and sorrow. It is by its very nature different from Brahman. Brahman is one and same. Nirdosi samam Brahman. Just now I told you. This whole world has got guna and dosa, but the Brahman is nirdosa. In the infinite, there is no pluralistic world. It is the state where the mind and intellect are transcended. Those who experience this reality look upon the world with an equal eye, samadarsina, without rejecting and without accepting. One definition of samadarsina, second definition of samadarsina, seeing Brahman everywhere. Naturally, one has experienced the absolute in which the entire pluralistic world has merged. And when one looks back at the world, one must necessarily become a samdarsi, a man of equal vision in all situations. The dreamer, while dreaming, experiences the dream world. In waking up, he understands that the dream has merged in the waking knowledge. Supposing with that knowledge, he is introduced into that dream, how will he react to the dream world? Knowing that dream is illusory and you enter into dream, what will be your experience? The same experiences of the Jivan Mukta. Now he knows this Jagrat Avastha is also a dream. In a similar fashion, a man who has realized the highest lives in the world with this equipment, he also suffers his joy and sorrow, but he has an extra smile on his face. seeing which the world is tempted to put him on the cross. He has got an extra smile. He understands the trick of the mind which gives him hallucinations, so glorious in their beauty and ugliness, his equanimity cannot be broken by any happenings around. Whatever happens does not matter. Next.
Ishtanishtartha samprapto samadarshitayatmani
ubhayatravikaritvam
jivan muktasya lakshanam ishtanishtartha samprapto samadarshitayatmani ubhayatravikaritvam jivan muktasya lakshanam.
See the state of mind of Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta Salacharam. This is the indication of a Jivan Mukta. What is that? Ishta Anishta Artha Samprapto. When confronted with the things pleasing and painful. Ishta pleasing. Anishta painful. Samprapto. Ubhayatra Abhikaritvam. Unperturbed in both cases. Whether Isht comes or Anisht comes. Unperturbed state of mind. Equipoise, not disturbed at all. How? Samadarsitaya Atmani. Because in own understanding, he is maintaining equanimity. He is maintaining that equanimity. Isht Anisht Artha Samprapto. Isht means desired. Artha means object. Anisht means undesired. Samprapto, when received. So when the desired object is received, or undesired object is received, when you get the desired object, what happens? We become happy. And when we get undesired object, we become unhappy. Unhappy. So ishta anishta artha samprapto. Ishta, desired. We have got Isht Mantra. Many of us have got the Isht Mantra. Somebody has got the Isht Mantra of Krishna. Other has got the Isht Mantra of Rama. Or different Devi Devtas. We have got the Isht Mantra. So Jivan Mukta also get Ishta and Anishta. Be very clear. Jivan Mukta will also get after realization Ishta, Anishta. Good and bad. Both will come. Don't think Jivan Mukta always will get only Isht, only good. No, it will not happen. Because of his prarabdha, he will get both Isht and Anisht. Okay, both will come, and that is not in the hand of Jivan Mukta. That is not in the hand of Jivan Mukta. In Upadesar, we have seen, Karturagya prapyate phalam, fall is not in my hand. Only karma is in my hand. Karma fall is in the hand of Lord. So even Brahmagani will get Ishta and Anishta as per his prarabdha, but that is no problem for him. He is detached from the body. He is considered the body as a chaya, as a shadow. Like we are not affected with whatever happens to shadow, similarly, Jivan Mukta is not affected whatever happens to the body. Samdarsitaya Atmani, he maintains equal attitude. His attention is always on Atman or Brahman and not other thing, therefore easily tackled. We can maintain quietening of mind as follows in all pair of opposites. We can also maintain. How? Isht Anisht is the nature of the world. If we have Isht today, Anisht will come later. That is the world's nature. World's nature is to change. If you are enjoying Isht today, that means we are enjoying Sukh today. Know for sure, Anisht is waiting at the door. It's going to come. And if you anishti you are experiencing now, dukkha, no. It is sure that sukh will also come. Therefore, Sant Mahatma, they say, Shraddha and Saburi. Who said? Right.
Somebody said.
Right. Shraddha and Saburi. Yeah. And we get Ishtan is Sukh Dukkha. Those who don't know, it was said by Sai Baba. Have Shraddha and Saburi. Shraddha, have faith in Lord. Saburi, wait. Have patience. Shraddha and Saburi. So we get Ishtan, Sukh Dukkha. Since we are studying Vedanta, we know. Why are we getting Sukh and Dukkha? Because of our own karma. Who is responsible for sukh and dukh? I am responsible for my sukh and dukh. Why am I getting? My own karma. Who is giving me? Karturagya prapate phalam. It is the Bhagwan. It is not Bhagwan who will come and give me that phal. It is a postman who delivers you the post. The post may get a telegram, somebody died, or you may get a invitation, somebody is getting married. So you are happy, unhappy, both. Both are coming. Similarly, our sukh and dukh are being given by whom? Ab bol lo, samaj lo, achha. If you have got this understanding, the problem will be over. If you have this understanding, this dukkha is because of my karma and it is given by my friend, my employer, my children, my parents, and you can expand that. These are all living sentient beings, I am telling you. There are jardins, inert also give you sorrow. I want to join Vivek Churamani class and the internet is not working or the computer is not working properly. That is giving me sorrow. See? Why it is happening? My karma. My karma. This way we can quieten our mind. Number one, sukh dukh will come. Number one, it will come. Second, if I come to know sukh and dukh is because of me, it's not the person who is giving me sukh dukh. We always criticize the person, other person. Are bhai, you are responsible for that. You have already done that bad, why you are getting dukkha? If you don't want dukkha, then okay, from now on, but don't do any bad karma. Bhagwan Ram was in his Vanvas Kal, he was sleeping on the floor on the bed of straw. And Nisadraj and Lakshmanji, they were all whole night were guarding. And Nisad was confused at that time. Bhagwan Ram, who is supposed to sleep in the palace, is sleeping on the ground. That also on the straw and all this thing. At that time, Lakshmanji gives, this is called Lakshman Gita. Lakshmanji tells, Kahu na ko sukh duk kar data nijakrit karam bhog sab brata. Oh, brother Nisad, nobody is the giver of sukh and duk to anybody. It is your own karma. It is your own karma which gives you sukh and duk. Some say God is giving me sukh duk. Bhakta says it is for my good. He is not giving attention to sukh and duk. Bhakta is never. Thinks about that. Oh, Lord has given. It is for my good. Biska Pyala Rana ne bheja dekhat meera haansi re. Devotee, bhakt, how he or she sees. Biska Pyala Rana ji ne bheja. He knows. And Mira is laughing, right? She is always thinking of Bhagwan. So samadarshi, this is the attitude of bhakta. And those who are jnani, they think what? Everything is illusion. Kuch nahi hai, only Brahman is real. Other than Brahman, everything is illusion. So they are not giving importance to that. They are giving importance to substratum of that illusion. There cannot be an illusion without the suppression. There cannot be a snake without rope. There cannot be mirage without desert. So jnani's attention is always on the substratum of that. And for jnani, sukh dukh are like a passing clouds, unreal, because he's samadarshi. Acha, is headache mithya? If somebody tells you, I've got a headache, you can give him Vedanta. Oh, this is mithya. When you have a headache, then will you term it mithya? No. Think of Vedanta at that time. This body is mithya. Therefore, this headache is also mithya. So, isht and anisht can be common to all or to individual. Isht and anisht common to all. Or it can be specifically for one individual. How it is common to all? Everybody desires good health. Nobody enjoys sickness. But one person enjoys sickness, that is doctor. Isht and anisht. This is common to all. Everybody wants to enjoy health. Is it not so? Nobody wants sickness. But the doctor never enjoys. All people are healthy. And individual anisht is the loss of wealth, near and dear ones. At individual level, there can be loss of wealth or near dear ones. This is not common to all. So how this Jivan Mukta keeps his mind cool or one and same? He is reveling in Brahman. His attention is on Brahman alone. Gurudev writes, liberated in life is he who lives in the body yet is not of the body. I will repeat this sentence once again. Liberated in life is he who lives in the body yet is not of the body. When happenings good, bad or indifferent reach him, he maintains an equanimous attitude toward them all, since he experiences the Atman in all of them. His attention is always on the substratum, on the Atman. In all such situations, he sees the substratum only. He is not interested in the matter vestiges of the body, mind, intellect of the individual. He has the X-ray vision to look through the BMI and their convulsions, and to recognize the play of consciousness in every bosom. The man of perfection sees his own self in the consciousness which is playing through all bodies. He is seeing consciousness everywhere with his X-ray eyes. In circumstances pleasant or otherwise, he is an avikari. Avikari. Avikari? Not at all affected. But there a person can be a jnani vikari. A vikari is one who reacts and brings about modification in his own mind. In our case, when pleasant things come, we are pleased. When the things are unpleasant, we become cross. Our mind is turned and ruffled by the circumstances and the happenings around. Unruffled, the man of perfection watches the passing parade of the world.
Brahmanandarasaswada Asakta Chitta Tayayatehe Asakta Chitta Tayayatehe अन्तर्बहिर्विज्ञानम् अन्तर्बहिर्विज्ञानम् जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणम् जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणम् ब्रह्मानन्दरसास्वाद आसक्तचित्ततयायतेः अन्तर्बहिर्विज्ञानम् जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणम्
जीवन मुक्त से लक्षणम द इंडिकेशन ऑफ ए जीवन मुक्त ब्रह्मानंद रस स्वाद आसक्त चित्त तया ही इज ऑल्सो आसक्त ही इज ऑल्सो आसक्त आसक्त टू व्हाट ब्रह्मानंद रस स्वाद ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ माइंड कॉन्स्टेंटली इंगेज इन टेस्टिंग द ब्लिस ऑफ ब्रह्मन ही इज अटैच्ड टू ब्रह्मन ऑलवेज कंटिन्यूअसली सदानंद निरंतर Sadanand Nirantar is enjoying that bliss. Who yate, a seeker or sannyasi, antar bahi abhijnanam, non-entertainment of distinction within and without, no outside or no inside. So constantly engaged in tasting the bliss of Brahman, a sannyasi entertain no distinction of within and without. This is indication of Jivan Mukta. So Jivan Mukti is also attached. Attached to what? He is intoxicated, reveling in Brahmananda. He is not thinking of other thing. He sees other thing from the platform of the Brahman. They are all unreal, illusory. But he is asakta, he is attached. Attached to that Brahmananda. Brahmananda is ananda roop. He is always happy. And his happiness is deep. It is very deep. It is not like Priya Moda and Pramod. It is very deep, ekarasa. And it is like swimming in bliss, continuously swimming in the bliss. And antar bahi, and he is lost up antar and bahi. If you see a bee drinking the nectar of the lotus, the bee is so intoxicated, engaged in that rasa. That the sunset time, the lotus closes, the bee is not aware of it. Not aware of it. Antar bahi, no distinction. Antar bahi abhijnanam. He does not entertain any distinction between inside and outside. He sees one tattva. He sees one tattva everywhere. Inside also Atman, outside also Brahman. Antar bahi. And how a bhakta sees Bhagwan everywhere. Hari vyapak sarvatra samana premate pragat hoi mai jana. Hari vyapak sarvatra is everywhere. Premate pragat hoi mai jana. He can manifest from pillar also. So Ravan was creating havoc. Devta were worried. They were trying to find out Bhagwan Vishnu or Hari in Sheer Sagar, in the Milky Ocean, or in Vaikunth. They were searching, where is Bhagwan? The Ravan is creating so much of nonsense. Then at that time, Lord came and said, Hari Vyakva Sarvatra Samana Premite Prakat Hoi Mai Jana. And Jnani sees Brahman inside, outside. In Kathopanishad, it is said, Yat eva iha tata mutra. Whatever is here, there is also same thing. Jo yaha hai, wo waha hai, jo waha hai, wo yaha hai. Because he is, Brahman is everywhere. Sarvatra. Yat eva iha tata mutra, ya amutra tata anu iha. Now this Brahmananda rasa, we have got the sahitya rasa, or in the food also, there is 6 ras in Sahitya, 9 ras is there. Some people say, Sahitya ras is the brother of Brahmananda ras. Sahitya ras is equal to Brahmananda ras. Ras means what? Ras means essence, juice. He is asakta, completely merged in that Brahmananda ras. भगवान से इन भगवत गीता मैया सक्त मना पार्थ ओ पार्थ यू गेट अटैच टू मी योर माइंड शुड बी अटैच टू मी मैया सक्त मना पार्थ सेम थिंग वेदर यू गो इन भगवत गीता और रामायण एनी वेयर सेम थिंग इज से इफ द माइंड इज अटैच टू वर्ल्ड इट इज बाउंड माइंड अटैच टू भगवान इज मुक्त Gurudev writes, He is the liberated one who is engrossed in the enjoyment of that Brahmic consciousness which is the experience of bliss, ananda. There is bliss because the mind has been transcended. Dekho, every all sukh and dukh happens in the mind only. If there is no mind, no sukh dukh. In deep sleep, there is no mind, we don't experience any sukh dukh. Understand by our own experience. When the mind is there, sukh dukh is there. When the mind is not there, no sukh dukh. So when we transcend mind in samadhi, what will happen? No sukh dukh. Our own experience of the dream, deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, there is no sukh dukh. There is a bliss because the mind has been transcended. Mind is a cancerous ulcer which bleeds out sorrows. Understand your mind. मानसम तुम के मार्ग ने कृते नैव मानसम मार्ग आर्जवा सेज रमन महर्षि इन उपदेश एनालाइज माइंड ट्राई टू फाइंड आउट व्हाट इज माइंड यू विल फाइंड माइंड इज नॉट देयर एज लॉन्ग एज यू वर्क थ्रू द माइंड यू विल सफर Sanskrit is a language known for the subtlety of its expression. The term Brahmananda Rasa is an example. The man of perfection is extremely addicted to Brahmananda Rasa, the infinite Brahman, infinite bliss, Brahmananda. The essence of infinite bliss is the Brahmananda Rasa. The liberated one is addicted to the experience of this essence. He strives to get the experience always. One who is striving is striving to realize is yati. Yati means sannyasi, who is striving. At such moments of experience of the essence of infinite bliss, which is homogeneous, ekaras. It never varies in the past, present and future. No variation in degree like priyamod and pramod. And whole one knows no inside or outside. He does not know the outer world of object, nor does he know the inner world of emotions and thoughts. When you are in that state, after transcending your mind, you are not aware of your own emotions which appear in your mind. You are also not aware of the world of object outside because the mind is transcended. No inside, no knowledge of the emotions inside, and no knowledge of the objects outside. This is the state of Jivan Mukta.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.